Bonjour, Nandina Wemagani Dug. Beshiko Benesia Kwe Indigo. Mang Indudem. Ga Osis Quajime Cog and Dunjaba. Ga Misqua Wako Cog Ninda. Elaine Fleming Nindishina Kaz. Hello, my relatives. Yes, hello, hello. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, and I am known to the universe in that manner, One Thunderbird Woman. The clan that I belong to is the Loon Clan, and I am an enrolled member of Leech Lake Nation. I am also residing in Gamisqua Wako Cog, that place where there were red cedar trees. And today, when you look on the map, they call it Cass Lake, Minnesota. And 14 miles to the west of us is a city called Bemidji. And they say they named their city after a man named Chief Bemidji. But that was a mistake. They did name a city mistakenly, because his name was actually Shenawishkung, which means he rattles. And the Bemidji, it came from the description of the lake when Shenawishkung was explaining the name of that lake, which has to do with water running sideways along the shore. And that has to do with the Mississippi, that big river, the Mississippi River, that runs through Bemidjigamog. And so we're all familiar with that that big city there. You travel into it from Cass Lake, and you come and travel by Babe the Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan, which represents their legends and also the story of the logging industry in Minnesota. We have our own story about Nana Bujou whooping up old Paul Bunyan with a big old walleye and bopping him on the head because, you know, those trees, they were part of the land here, and so is the water, and that's what we need to survive. We know that. We know through our legends that those things were created before us, and that we need them to survive and for our children to survive. And so that for us to have Minobimadisi win a good life, that's what we need to do, protect those things that give us life. Anyway, the elements of a nation are language and culture, its own history, its own land base, and its own governance. And Shenawishkung, his story, it covers three eras in which he experienced, our peoples experienced, historical trauma. And historical trauma has to do with the loss of people, the loss of land, and the loss of culture, and the resulting historical loss symptoms that are created and we experience today. You have people, young people, who don't remember their dreams, angry people, depressed people, sick people. But then again, we're also recovering and we're saving ourselves. We're picking up those things that were dropped along the way, like our language and culture, and we're learning our history, and we're nation building in a time of great nation building. Even this building that I sit in here today, you know, KOJB, our very own radio station, and across the street from us to the south is Leech Lake Tribal College, and then to the north of this KOJB is the halfway house to help our peoples who come home from the prisons and to be reintroduced in a good way to life here on Leech Lake. And north of that is a Veterans Memorial ground, and also our powwow grounds, and we're known for our huge powwows here on Leech Lake. And then we also have our gaming the Bingo Palace north of that. And it just goes on and on. You look all around the reservation and you look with good eyes and you understand how far we have come since these times that Shay Nawishkung experienced and our peoples experienced in history. Yep, we're saving ourselves. We're nation building. But Shay Nawishkung, he experienced the assimilation era from 1871 to 1934. He was 37 years old in 1871 when they decided that concentrating us on little reservations was no longer working. And instead, we were experiencing poverty and disease and dependence on annuities. So they decided that they would have to begin this assimilation era. And so then that was an effort to end tribalism and also to open up more land to settlement. And so we became more, even more poverty-ridden during this assimilation era, 1871 to 1934. In 1877, that was the disastrous locust plagues, where Chief Flatma wrote that as people were starving and freezing, and there's no work for us, our children are consequently suffering. In October that year, the hungry pillagers broke into the government warehouse and took government goods and killed government cattle. 1880, the construction of the Mississippi River Reservoir System began on Leech Lake at Federal Dam. Massive clear-cutting of timber occurred throughout the headwaters region, and it had drastic effects. An example of that is like our jack pine, those old grandfather trees, you know, when the wind blows, they bend over and they squeak and they groan. And they live in a community. In that community, you have things like the arbutus and the wintergreen. And if you destroy any member of that community, then the whole community feels that disrespect. It wants that respect of mana jiitiwin. And if you don't respect it, then it'll go away. And so when they got rid of the jack pines, when they clear cut the jack pines, our blueberries went away. And we know that truth, that day boy win today, when you go out looking for blueberries, you have to travel off the reservation. It was just not long ago at all. I would go to a particular area up towards Big Lake where I would gather arbutus for my Nimama Ipan. That was her favorite flower. It's such a lovely smell. And wintergreen too. But they clear cut all those old jack pines there. I couldn't believe it. It was just, with it goes all those memories of bringing my children up there and us mooning the sun, you know, asking for the sun to shine on us during cloudy days. And all those flowers I gathered for our new mama Iban that she loved. And so now we have to travel far to go pick blueberries. So that's just an example of clear cutting. But, you know, it also does things like you get runoff where you don't have the vegetation to stop the waters and to hold the waters in. And so it affects animals, the animals that live in particular places. They'll go away when they don't have that respect. So from 1881 to 1884, three dams were built on Leech Lake, Winnebogoshish and Pokegama Falls. Dams were built without the knowledge or consent of the Leech Lake Ojibwe. The Ojibwe were warned not to interfere in dam construction. The social issues of poverty, dependence on annuities, destruction of gravesites, malnutrition and starvation, illness and death resulted. Chief Flatmouth, he said, quote, "When our lands were given to us by the Great Father, we could do something, but if these dams are made, we all will be destroyed," end quote. And so the hard times continued, but through it all, we persevered, and we are still here today. So I'll continue with the assimilation era in the next show. Mi kwech bisandawiyek, mi kwech mi yu.